Marketing Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where it's your turn at the mic. Call now, 888-RADIO-30, with your questions and comments. Here's Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by Terapeak eBay Market Research to increase your online sales. We'll look at your listing if you want. Just give us a call at 888-RADIO-30, and Lee and I will gently take it apart and put it back together again. 888-723-4630.
We call it a listing dish. Or you may click on the Contact Us button on the bottom of your eBay radio player. And we're going to dish a listing. And he really wants us to look at his store, but we're going to look at a listing and his store for a fellow named Jay in Jackson, Mississippi. But first, now we go to El Segundo, California for our shipping report with Eric Nash, brought to you by Stamps.com. Less time shipping, more time selling. Take it away, Eric.
Well, it's October, if you can believe that, and that means holiday shopping is well underway. I'm not sure if you guys are noticing, but each year I seem to notice that the brick-and-mortar retailers are starting holiday promotions earlier and earlier, and this year I kind of even have seen that occur on online.
I actually saw a Christmas tree with Halloween decorations on it.
Oh, tear it down.
Think about that one. Costco and Home Depot, and it's all Christmased out over there. So it's very exciting times. So, well, you know, anyway, we're right in the middle of the sales frenzy here, and hopefully all the sellers are seeing their sales increase already. But while things are ramping up, now is the perfect time to make sure you're prepared for the big increases that are going to start in November and December. And shipping is typically one of the hardest aspects to manage, specifically when things are going crazy. So sellers want to be prepared and make sure their packages are being shipped on time and they're getting happy buyers. And with that, I've got three shipping tips to pay attention to. The first one is boxes. Make sure you've got a large inventory of boxes and to get you through, really through the whole period, through January. I know a lot of sellers use priority mail and utilize the free priority mail boxes and envelopes that they offer. But if you're finding yourself making lots of orders to get more inventory, this tip is really to contact the high-volume shipping group at the USPS to get bulk supplies sent to your house or business. I mean, if your sales warrant it, they'll drop off a pallet of you know, say flat rate envelopes or pad envelopes or anything like that. As long as your sales warrant it, and they have a history of you coming in and making purchases. So you can easily contact the high volume sales team or shipping team at the USPS. Just when you call in for the free supplies, you can ask to be routed, or you can explain your problem to the person online, and they'll get you set over to the right person. My second tip is tape and package durability. You know, during the holidays, you know, obviously carriers are processing a heck of a lot more packages than their normal periods of the year, and packages get bumped and moved around quite a bit more. So you want to make sure to add a lot of shipping tape to your packages during the holidays. The extra tape can really help make your boxes more durable. And of course, if the box is more durable, the products inside are going to stay a little safer. But you might even consider putting in more filler as well, more bubble wrap or anything like that, as long as it doesn't bump it up to the next shipping weight. And my last tip is for sellers of DVDs, books, and other media. You know, most likely sellers that ship media are using media mail to ship their packages. And this is kind of a note just to remember that media mail is not guaranteed delivery, and it can take up to 10 days, and some sellers probably would even claim longer sometimes during busy times. So, you know, you may want to consider upgrading your customers to priority mail during priority mail or even first-class package service during November and December. That way you can get in to a better delivery, faster delivery service, and your customers aren't upset that they waited so long to get their DVD or package or anything like that. So important notes to remember. Those are my shipping tips for today, and I'm going to send it back to you, Lee and Griff.
Thank you very much today, Eric.
Thank you so much. You notice how Eric gets excited. His ilk gets excited during the holidays because he's all about shipping, stamps, postage. He gets excited. Right, Eric?
That's right. It's an exciting time of the year for all of us shipping folk, you know, so.
And your excitement is infectious.
Thank you so much, Eric.
Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
You know, he's one of those guys that just comes off as such a nice guy, doesn't he? I mean, he is a nice guy.
And we've met him, isn't he?
He's
not
really
an act.
No.
Unlike me.
Yeah. Well, you're multifaceted, darling.
Well, that's one way.
Okay, 888-RADIO-30. Come on, give us a call, but we have a contact us email. It's from Jay in Jackson, Mississippi. And Griffey wanted his store dish, but let me say that we need an item number. So I found his store. I've got an item number.
Okay, that'll help.
Yeah. All right. It is, first of all, he's from Jackson, Mississippi. His eBay ID is The College Dealer. Okay? Oh. Let me give you the item number, then I'll read you his email.
Okay.
Item number is 2620-9068-9268.
All right, let's look it up.
Okay.
And it is this the Nike size medium?
It is, but okay. Let me read you the email. Okay.
All righty.
I recently subscribed to Basic eBay Store. I was wanting you guys to check out my store and see if I'm on the right path. I have more to list. I'm so excited and ready to start selling. Ha! And then on the bottom, he says, I also have a question about how to generate more traffic. And he wanted to know if his prices look okay as far as attracting buyers, which is probably something he has to do on his own. But
right.
Let's start with dishing the one item first.
Okay.
Because that'll tell us a lot about what he's putting in his store.
Right.
Okay.
So this is for a navy and orange Nike long sleeve fleece. And it's actually quite nice. It's a medium. The title looks good. It has, these are the words, Nike size M medium men's navy orange 1/4 zip athletic long sleeve fleece. I can't, can you think of something else?
Does he need the M and the medium?
I tell you, I do put both M and medium, and I put the L and large, and I put the S and size and small. Now, is it necessary? Who knows? But I think if someone's just searching for size M, uh-huh. I want to make sure it turns up. If they're not already filtering by the search refinements on the left by size, I think it's probably helpful.
Because if you think about it, a lot of labels just say M.
They do.
They don't say medium.
And I think there's some buyers who are used to saying, yes, I take a size M.
Uh-huh.
Well, what does it stand for? Yummy. What does it stand for? I don't know.
So the title.
I like the title. I think unless somebody has an objection or something else to say, I don't know what else it could be.
Free shipping.
Well, that's always a plus.
Says I'm going to get it between Saturday, October 17th and Wednesday, October 21st.
Oh, that's pretty quick.
And, okay, now pictures, Griff.
I think his pictures are pretty good. So they're actually, let me double check here. So they're...
I'm not getting...
You're not getting the zoom, though.
The zoom.
Ooh,
okay,
true.
That's our first lesson. Here's one of them that has the zoom.
So you want all of them. Maybe I can get them... Zoom isn't working. Click to view.
The last two pictures zoomed.
You mean the one with the label?
Uh-huh. Oh, no, maybe it didn't zoom. No, it's not zooming.
No, it's not zooming. So let me take a look at... I'm going to open it up in the separate window. If you click these... Oh, no, the Nike logo is zooming. Just the swoosh. Mm-hmm. So that must be over, you know, the minimum size. But your photos need to be bigger. So you're taking your photos with a camera resolution that is pretty small. And if I look at, hold on.
In case you tuned in, we're dishing a listing.
Yeah, it's hard
for
to
a fellow named Jay in Jackson, Mississippi. He's a fairly new eBay seller. He's very excited. And he just subscribed to Basic eBay Store. And he's wanting us to check out his store and see if he's on the right path.
So his image is about 555 by 680. And that's too small. That's too small. You want a larger image. You're going to get a sharper image, and you're going to get use of the zoom feature. So my advice is to set your camera resolution at something that's around, well, I set mine pretty high, 2400 by 3200. Don't worry about it being too big. You're not buying film. It's just taking up space on the camera's memory card. You can always erase them. eBay will size them down if necessary. You won't get an error message, but you'll get the highest resolution image possible, which you're not getting now. And that's going to put you at a disadvantage. Because I want to buy, like most buyers, I want to be able to zoom in and see some detail. And that's not easy without
exactly.
the zoom. But that being said,
how about the pictures themselves?
The pictures of themselves are okay. There's a little bit of color cast going on with the white background, and I think that's more to do with the way they're being lit. It's not bad. You could continue this way as long as the color of the jacket that you see on the computer screen is as close as possible to the color of the actual jacket. You're doing all right. I mean, this is just talking about color.
Right.
I might use another light lower so that you don't get that gray gradient.
Yeah, that's going on.
Yeah, you can get rid of that. Not that it's important, though. I mean,
so you would get rid of that by putting more lights in that area.
More lights, yes.
Okay.
Yes, that would do it.
Got it.
Again, I want to say that what you do have is in focus. I can tell enough from these pictures that I would feel confident buying it. I would. I can't argue with the price. $12. You're practically giving it away.
And it's free shipping.
What are you, crazy?
I think it's a good deal.
It is a good deal.
It's a good deal.
Well, and there's a little problem here because it says free shipping, but when you go down to the description, it says shipping $4.
Uh-oh.
So that's a little inconsistent. So what is it?
Yes.
What's the deal
but
here?
Let's go down, you know, let's do it in order.
Yeah, the description's fine.
Right.
It's easy to read. It's not a lot of text. We got to take a break.
Item specifics look good.
Well, yeah, those are always okay. So we'll get back to this in a minute. This segment was brought to you by Terapeak eBay Market Research to increase your online sales. Call us 888-723-4630. You're listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
When it comes to shipping your eBay items, sometimes conventional carriers just won't do. That's when you need Roadie, the faster, cheaper, friendlier way to get your item where it needs to go. Using Roadie is easy. Just download the app to your iPhone or Droid, create an account, and post a gig specifying what you want to send and where it's going. A verified Roadie driver will contact you to work out the details. Local or long haul, chances are there's someone who can deliver your item the same day, next day, even on a weekend or holiday. Roadie handles the pricing, collects your fee, and pays the driver, so you don't have to worry about negotiating. Real-time tracking lets you know exactly where your item is. And you can connect with your driver anytime along the way. Download the free Roadie app in the Apple App Store or Google Play Center. Or visit roadie.com.
When eBay Radio needs special gifts for on-air giveaways or events, we visit the eBay shop. They make it easy because they have gifts for everyone. It's the perfect place to shop for the holidays. You'll find custom-dyed eBay-branded apparel, anything from T-shirts for big eBayers to a baby blanket and onesie for little eBayers. Your office mates will love their eBay-branded techno gadgets, like a Jolt charger with digital power display, while your introspective friends will enjoy eBay journals and pens. And so many items available at the eBay shop fit a busy lifestyle. Take eBay everywhere with an eBay-branded tote, duffel, or backpack. Stay hydrated with an eBay-branded water bottle, or get caffeinated with an eBay-branded coffee mug. You can even get your eBay on at the golf course or beach. See all the latest eBay-branded goodies for fall at the ebayshop.com. See all the latest eBay-branded goodies for fall at the ebayshop.com.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 341.
As you head into your eBay future, don't forget the things you already know. Cindy Sorley is known on eBay as top-rated seller Bubba Can Dance. She has this tip when it comes to customer service.
Work with your buyers. If your item is not as described, take care of it. Don't get eBay involved. You take care of it. You do what you need to do. Put yourself in the seat of a buyer. How would you want to be treated? Treat that buyer the same way. When they say the buyer has sent a request, answer that immediately. Don't bid on it. If they go, oh, I didn't get my item, write back and say, hey, let me check on this and see what's going on. Treat them professionally and answer them immediately.
Stay connected to all three eBay Radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
You are listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. And that's great, but now we want to listen to you. Give us a call. It won't kill you. 888-RADIO-30.
That's 888-723-4630. Here's Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by ReplyManager.com, a new inbound message management tool for eBay sellers. If it's you we want to talk to, so call us now. Fulfill our dreams. 888-723-4630.
So we were in the middle of dishing a listing.
We were dishing away.
For the college dealer. And then we have to look at his store, too, Griff. But let's finish this first.
Yeah.
So down under the description, he spelled fleece wrong. He spelled it as fleeve, F-L-E-E-V-E. And I looked up the word fleeve.
What does it mean?
In the Urban Dictionary, it means being distracted, like you left your groceries at the store. You fleeve.
Oh, it's like on fleek.
You fleeve.
Yeah.
So it should be nice athletics fleece. So he needs to change that.
We could all benefit from a good, standard, consistent proofreader.
No rips, tears.
Ah, so no one's cried on it.
Smoke. Or stains.
Yeah.
That's good. Certainly wearable. Thanks for looking. Happy bidding. Brand Nike.
Except it's not an auction.
Yeah, so you don't want to say happy bidding.
Yeah.
Because it is a buy it now.
Right. And it has the brand and the size and the measurements, and that's great. Then it says shipping $4. What?
So you need to take out the shipping $4. And you need to take out the happy bidding because it's not bidding.
Yeah.
Okay, now can we go to his store, please, which is called the College Dealer?
Yes. I got to get there.
I'm visiting the store right now. Okay.
Here we are.
Oh. The College Dealer.
Oh, that's a very, very clever
banner.
And yeah, I like it.
With the mortarboard and the diploma.
But wait. You've got an eBay store and you only have 9 listings? That's a waste of money.
Yes, but he says he wants to get a whole bunch more in there.
Oh, okay. Well, you better start.
Remember his email? He wanted us to know if he was on the... He just subscribed.
Oh, okay.
He said, I was wanting you guys to check out my store and see if I'm on the right path. I have more to list. I'm so excited and ready to start selling.
Well, don't be wasting your time talking to us. Start listening.
let's see another shirt. I'm going to click on the second shirt and see if he's got the same problems
issues with
that. Shipping $4.
Yeah, see, this is a problem.
And it's a buy it now. You need to take that out.
Yeah, go through these and fix this stuff. And this one, the photo is just big enough to get some zoom. Not a lot.
Not a lot of zoom.
Not a lot. Yeah. You can get a lot more.
Okay, so what we have learned, or what we've learned today, is that he needs to make his pictures bigger.
Good start.
So people can zoom in on it.
That's right.
We like his titles.
We do.
Doing good with titles. I think his prices are outrageously good.
Well, they're insane.
And I haven't checked other people's, but it looks like a good price, a fair
He's
price.
He's giving this stuff away.
Well, it's used.
Oh, there's that.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So I think $12, I think he'll sell these things.
I really do.
If it makes the pictures a little better. Free shipping again, which, you know, we always like that.
We love it.
So you need to please take out the shipping $4, and I think you'll be okay with all of them, and make your pictures bigger. So what do we give him, Griff?
Oh, 4.9.
Absolutely, 4.9. Yeah, you're doing a great job. Great, great job.
Always be improving.
There in Jackson, Mississippi, Jay is his name, the college dealer.
Jay.
So I think his store looks good.
Well, there's nothing really to it. I think that the first impression you get is that cool banner, which says a lot.
Yeah.
And I think that's great, but then you just have to fill it with merchandise.
Well, he's going to. He wanted to know.
Like yesterday.
So now he needs to change all these to take out that shipping.
Yes.
Let me see. He's got a pair of jeans here. Let's see what's going on here. Dungarees. Oh, he's got jeans in there, too. Dungarees, jeans. Does anybody call them dungarees anymore?
Well, I still do, but I'm so old.
I never call them dungarees.
Oh, you don't?
No.
No, I do.
But, you know.
I'm old.
You're old.
And I think it may be an East Coast thing. It's more popular to say that on the East Coast,
nice pair of
which is where I'm from, you know.
Now, he's got It's free shipping. Mm-hmm. Oh, no. No, the jeans are $6 expedited shipping.
Oh, why?
And he's got shipping $6 in there.
Why is that?
I don't know.
Why aren't they free?
I don't know.
Just add, you know, buck up the price there.
And make them free shipping.
Yeah, why not?
Guy?
Yeah.
Do it.
Today.
Okay, well, we like the look of your store. Yes, we think you're on the right track.
Yes, we do.
Most definitely. Get more stuff in your store and make sure that the shipping matches down in the description.
Right.
Okay? And
yeah.
I think
good
you'll
advice.
Be fine. Absolutely. Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30. Again, 888-723-4630.
I have a problem.
What is your problem, Don?
This happens to me every few years.
Mm-hmm.
I get on a kick.
Uh-oh. Griff's on a kick.
I'm on a buying kick.
Uh-oh.
I shouldn't do this.
What did you buy?
You know what I'm looking at? Well, I'm looking at Squash Blossom Turquoise Men's Cuffs.
What?
I'm out of my mind.
Wait a minute.
This won't look good on me.
Turquoise? What are you looking at?
Turquoise jewelry. The big cuffs with the squash blossom.
Oh,
turquoise.
I love those. But my arms are too small. My hands, you know.
Yeah.
It
helps
overtakes
build
me.
Building, wearing them helps build your biceps.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, jeez. I got to stop this.
Well.
Anyway.
You deserve it, honey.
No, I deserve nothing.
Yes, you do. You deserve everything.
Well, let's see in the second hour if I can redeem myself. This segment was brought to you by ReplyManager.com. We'll be back in a heartbeat to talk with you on 888-RADIO-30 here. This is eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
You hear about the Bubble Fast group on Facebook? Shipping tips and tricks? There's lots of people there with great ideas for shipping.
Shipping tips and tricks on Facebook?
That's really what they call it, shipping tips and tricks. They already have over 1,000 members. Mark and Robin at Bubble Fast set it up to promote more community and shipping support for eBayers.
So people interact through their postings?
Yep, it's pretty much what the name says. Shipping tips and tricks. Folks share ideas, ask and answer questions about shipping, and add friends who might be interested. They considered calling it Thoroughly Brilliant Shipping Tips, or How to Improve Your Shipping Chops, or Ship Happens, stuff like that. But so far, they've kept the name plain and simple.
I think I'll check it out. You say I can do a Facebook search for shipping tips and tricks that gets me there?
Exactly. And remember to let your friends know. The exact address is facebook.com/shipping tips and tricks. Just another great idea from Bubble Fast. I'll see you there.
Shipping between 1 and 5 packages a day and still looking for that perfect shipping sweet spot? You should be spending time growing your business, not seeking out shipping solutions. You can quit looking now because Andesha's services rock. When you need USPS shipping labels and tracking services, Andesha's integrated system imports orders and information directly from your account at eBay. The efficiency is breathtaking. The automatic discounts and qualified postage rates will also tickle your fancy. And la peace de resistance, you can proudly brand your company by featuring your logo or message on your own customized shipping labels. And at the end of the day, when the goods are safely on their way to your customers, you'll know you've chosen the best. Andesha.com. There's a 30-day free trial waiting for you now at Endicia.com/eBay Radio. You found your shipping sweet spot.
Let's face it, you're the Energizer Bunny of thrifting. So you need a mobile tool that can keep up with you. WorthPoint is up to the job and lets you do your research while in the field. Simply download WorthPoint from your iPhone or Android. WorthPoint's database goes back as far as 10 years, with more than 1 billion stored images and corresponding prices. WorthPoint has collected more than 100,000 makers' marks. Yet, searching all those images takes mere seconds. WorthPoint's mobile app provides huge pictures, lets you save searches, and gives you suggestions about what you're searching for. It even corrects your spelling. WorthPoint also offers an indexed library of more than 1,000 reference books, so you can research online. For a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial, go to WorthPoint.com.